Hi everyone, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. This is your host, Estelle. Let's start today's episode with a question. Are you happy? I know you're thinking, why is Estelle asking such a stupid question? It is impossible to be happy on Mondays. I know. But seriously, are you happy about your life? It's a tough question that is hard to answer in just a few words. But I would say, overall, I am quite content with my life now. I have people I love who love me around, and I have something to work hard for. And you? Are you happy? Or do you find it difficult to be happy? It's okay if you do. Life isn't always going to be a bed of roses, but identifying the reasons why you are not happy may help you find a way to be happier. Today's video might help you do just that. It's titled, 6 Reasons Why Intelligent People Find It Hard to Be Happy. Well, I believe the problems mentioned in the video could occur to anyone, not just so-called intelligent people. Go check out the video to learn more about the possible causes of unhappiness. But before that, let's first take a look at our sentence of the day. You may not realize it, but this constant regret over past decisions is robbing you of happiness every day. You may not realize it, but this constant regret over past decisions is robbing you of happiness every day. 发音的部分首先要注意今天的句子里面有很多的连音。第一组是 realize it, 然后是 but this 的 but 的 t 的音其实可以省略，直接念 th 就好了。but this, 然后 regret over 的 t 轻轻点一下舌头 ，regret over 就好了。再来 past decisions， past 的 t 呢一样可以省略，直接连着 d 念过去就好了。past decisions， 然后还要注意一下 constant 这个字的发音，它的 st 发的是 sd 的音 ，constant。还有 decision 有三个音节，前面两个音节的母音都是发 i， 然后后面最后一个音节是 decision。再来看一下抑扬顿挫的部分，一样看到逗点的地方就要稍微停顿一下，吸口气。再来念到 regret 的时候呢，语调可以上扬，然后继续念，念到 decisions 一样可以再上扬一点点。语调上扬呢，其实就是表示话还没有说完，后面还要接东西。然后念到句尾的 every day 可以放慢一点点来加强语气。You may not realize it, but this constant regret over past decisions is robbing you of happiness every day. 接下来我们来看看今天要学习的重点单字。第一个单字呢是 constant 是形容词，意思是经常发生的、连续发生的或是连续不断的，像是 The boy's parents are worried about the constant fights he gets in at school. 男孩的双亲因为他常常在学校打架而忧心。 Constant 也可以指永恒不变的、很久不变的或是稳定的，像是 Wine should be stored at a constant humidity level. 葡萄酒应该保存于稳定的湿度下。 constant 也可以拿来形容伴侣或是朋友，忠实的、忠贞不渝的、始终如一的。 How fortunate I am to have a constant friend like you. 我多么幸运能拥有一个像你一样忠心的好友。第二个单字我们来看到 regret 在今天的句子里面呢是当成名词来使用，意思是懊悔、遗憾或是惋惜、痛惜，像是 try your best and leave no regrets， 尽力而为并且不要留下遗憾，或者是 the factory manager expressed deep regret for the workers injured in this accident， 工厂经理对在这次意外中受伤的工人们深感痛惜。 regret 也可以当作动词使用，意思就是感到懊悔啊、遗憾、痛惜、惋惜。 For example, he strongly regrets his decision to leave his wife， 他深深后悔自己离开老婆的决定。那特别注意的是呢， regret 后面如果加上动词 ing、 ving 的话，意思是为做过或是以往没办法做的事情而感到后悔、感到遗憾，像是 he strongly regrets leaving his wife， 他深深后悔自己离开了老婆，跟刚刚的那个例句一样的意思。但是如果 regret 后面是加 to 加原形动词的话， regret to do something 就是指很抱歉要做某件事，通常是拿来说 很抱歉告诉啊，很抱歉通知，用来宣布坏消息。For example, we regret to inform you that you have not been accepted into our institute. 我们很抱歉通知您，您并未录取本协会。下一个单字我们来看到 decision。Decision 是名词，意思是决定、决策、选择。All contestants are waiting for the judge's final decision. 所有参赛者都在等待评审的最终决定。那 decision 的动词形态就是 decide。Decide 就是决定、决断、确定。I always have a hard time deciding what to eat for lunch. 我总是很难决定午餐吃什么。真的，我超级有选择障碍，每次午餐都想很久。今天的最后一个单字，我们来看到 rob。Rob 是动词，原本的意思是抢劫、掠夺、盗取。像是 The criminals robbed the bank of $50 million. 罪犯从银行抢走了5000万元。不过在今天的句子里面呢， rob 是用来表示剥夺或是使丧失的意思。For example, many children in developing countries are robbed of their childhood and the opportunity to get an education by child labor caused by poverty. 许多发展中国家的孩子被贫穷造成的童工问题剥夺了童年和接受教育的机会。这里跟大家补充一个跟 rob 有关的用法，虽然有点老旧了，但是看到的话还是要知道是什么意思。 Rob Peter to pay Paul。Rob Peter to pay Paul 这个用法源自于16世纪的英国，国教会挪用伦敦西敏圣彼得协同教堂 The Collegiate Church of St. Peter at Westminster 也就是西敏寺的资产呢，来支付伦敦圣保罗大教堂 St. Paul's Cathedral 的修缮费用。两间教堂各以 St. Peter 跟 St. Paul 来命名，所以就演变成 Rob Peter to pay Paul， 意思呢就是拆东墙补西墙，借新债还旧债。举例来说， If I were you, I wouldn't getAnother credit card to pay off some of your bills. You are just robbing Peter to pay Paul. 如果是我的话，我不会再办一张信用卡来支付其他账单，这样只是拆东墙补西墙而已。好的，我们再来念最后一次今天的句子。You may not realize it, but this constant regret over past decisions is robbing you of happiness every day. I couldn't agree more. As much as you regret something, you can't turn back time and change it. It's normal to feel sad and regretful, and it's healthy to express your feelings. Maybe I'm too young, and I haven't really been through any major difficulties or upheavals, but I think it's also very important to forgive yourselves and move forward. What do you think about today's video? Are you happy?What makes you happy or unhappy? Please leave a comment to share with us. And of course, don't forget to record your own challenge. Wish you all a great week. See you next time. Bye!